This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 31st. It's the civic holiday weekend. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective this entire hour. For months now, we've been talking about COVID-19, honing our survival skills, seeking and finding ways to live well and enjoy life as best we could. Sadly, the pandemic isn't the only global threat. Recent flights into space were the results of years of hard work and made dreams a reality. We witnessed history as it happened, and we can continue to watch it unfold. But one fact should have hit us all at home: the fact that our atmosphere is so thin and fragile. We need to do what we can to protect it, prevent and stop and even reverse global warming. The G20 set a target to cut our carbon imprint by 40% by the end of this decade. That hopefully will keep climate change in check. To naysayers who deny global warming, even if you don't think the results of our actions are causing a problem, what harm can it do to think of doing good for our planet, for humanity, for nature, and for our fragile atmosphere? A recent study found one city tree is effective in cooling an area and reducing smog and pollution and contributes to the human physical and mental health of each of us. A young, healthy tree's cooling effect is equivalent to 10 room-size air conditioners operating 20 hours a day. If you plant a tree today on the west side of your property, in 5 years, your energy bill should be 3% less. In 15 years, you'll be saving nearly 12%. A mature tree can increase your property value hugely. Single trees on your property can have a huge positive impact for you, for your neighborhood, and the planet. So it's a long weekend, and perhaps this information will inspire you to plant a tree. Just one little tree on your property. Or, if you're like myself and you don't have a property, then maybe you could donate to plant a tree somewhere on this planet instead. Trees not only shelter birds and animals, add visual beauty, they can also have a positive economic impact, saving energy costs and saving our planet's atmosphere. It's easy to cop out and feel that what you do as an individual will have no impact. But think a moment how one little drip can fill a pail of water, or even flood a room over time. We each can make a difference to our lives and to the planet. The 3 R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, can now be 6 or more R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. The reading and writing and arithmetic can give information. The numbers add up to justify saving and making economic sense. The reduce and recycle and repurpose or reuse can most certainly be done by each of us. When you don't care for something, it deteriorates. We are the stewards of our planet, and we can make a difference. Our conventional ways aren't working. Here are some changes each of us can make to save our planet and improve the quality of our lives. And they're quite simple. We can lower our carbon footprint by eating more plant-based diets. Just changing one meal-free day a week will help. Lessen air travel. One return flight saves 8 times more greenhouse gases. Decrease your driving. You can walk, use transit, cycle, and switch to energy-efficient cars in the future. Bring your own reusable bags and containers. Try glass or metal or bamboo for even picnic cutlery. Use your thermostat. If you turn it down and wear a sweater, you're saving energy. Avoid food waste. Eat local and eat seasonal supplies. Maybe grow your own if you can. These are simple, doable things that will positively impact our planet. Our carbon imprint, the amount of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere, can be reduced by each of us doing our share. You'll be amazed when you discover how all the simple things you do daily will lower your carbon footprint. I promise to continue to research, learn, and share with you so we can make better personal choices and contribute to a healthier future for the Earth. Use this holiday weekend to begin. Now let's get started with the show and learn from the experts from a woman's perspective. We'll start with a conversation with Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, we've been talking about having a plan that works for both of you and each of you. And really, that's looking to answer the question, will a surviving spouse be okay financially if something were to happen to one of you? You've heard me say it before. In my opinion, one of the biggest risks married couples face, but that far too few people plan for, is that two become one, particularly near to or early in retirement. On average, a widow's income drops by 40%. Why? It's a combination of hits. Loss of part of a spouse's work pension, loss of at least part of one CPP, loss of an OAS. Not only is it a loss of income, but now you can't pension income split, meaning higher tax rates, and the possibility of more or all of a survivor's own old age security being clawed back. Unfortunately, if not planned for, a survivor can find themselves in a difficult financial position. Last time I was on the show, we talked about how the smaller decisions we make along the way can have a big impact for a survivor's financial well-being. Today, I'm going to talk about one of those smaller decisions, when couples decide to convert their RRSPs to RIFs. A couple I work with decided to retire early. They sold their Toronto home and now split their time between their cottage and the sunny south. Because they've retired early and have non-registered investments, they could structure their income to be exceptionally tax efficient, and they would pay very little tax for now. But we realize that the day will come when they have to convert their RRSPs to a RIF and have to start taking income from them, and that income's taxed as income. And eventually, we know that their tax bill will again be higher. We got to thinking, should we instead trigger some taxes now in these very low tax years by converting their RRSP to a RIF early and preserve more of those non-registered investments for longer? How would that impact their wealth and finances in the future? For this couple, given their age and the makeup of their assets, on the surface, there wasn't a big meaningful difference between converting to a RIF now or deferring to 71, assuming they both lived to 95. However, it made a significant difference in the event that one spouse outlives the other. In this couple's survivor scenario, the surviving spouse was projected to be much better off if they converted to the RIF early. By converting early, they preserve more of those tax-efficient non-registered investments that are so valuable. When it comes to making financial decisions as a couple, if it doesn't hurt you together, but it would help in the event one spouse outlives the other, it's worth considering making your decision based on that survivor scenario. Making sure a surviving spouse will be okay takes big picture planning. Just as importantly, it takes smart, smaller decisions along the way.
So survivor tactics. You basically become a GPS for your clients so people can sort of figure out what the possibilities are and weigh the benefits against what might not be so positive, and then make a decision based on solid numbers and information. If someone wants to consider what their position would be, I guess plan their survivor scenario, how do we reach you?
You can reach us at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. The Farwell Group. You don't know what you don't know. And in this case, looking at RRSPs and when to cash them in, or RRIFs, I guess. I don't even know about these things, Leslie. But considering these as part of making a tax-efficient change is something that you're an expert at. And therefore, if anyone wants to talk to Leslie or to Darren or to the whole Farwell Group, they're here for you, and they can help you to achieve financial independence and make the right financial decisions. Leslie, thank you for putting those thoughts in my mind. It's something I would not know anything about.
Thank you, Marilyn. And, you know, turning your life savings into an income, it takes planning.
And you're excellent at it, and I'm not, so I'm glad to learn from you here and elsewhere. Thanks again, and we'll talk next time. Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly health tip, and then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, and our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions will join us. Each has vast experience in their field and are here to share their information and empower us from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's really nice and warm outside, and of course, everybody wants to get outside and enjoy the sun. But unfortunately, this time of year, sometimes we run into ticks, and tick bites are an issue for some of my patients, and mostly because of the issue associated with Lyme disease. So ticks are actually found across all of North America and can be active year-round, especially in areas with mild winters, something we don't get in Ontario. But they can be active, most active in the spring and the summer months, and actually well into the fall, even, you know, from April till September, because they prefer warm, humid temperatures. And they're most commonly found in wooded and tall grassy areas, but they can actually also be found in your own backyard, because often they can hitch a ride on migrating birds in the spring, so they make their way into the city. Now, normally we think of ticks, you know, we're concerned obviously about ticks, but there's only a few of the 700 known species that are actually found to bite and transmit diseases to humans. So just because you have a tick bite, it doesn't necessarily always mean that you're going to get Lyme disease. But they do carry a host of pathogens, and of course Lyme disease is the most well-known. So if you discover a tick on your body, the most important thing, of course, is to save the tick, seal it in a plastic bag, store it in the freezer, and it really allows you to take it to your doctor, especially if you develop symptoms at a later date. So the kind of signs and symptoms that you might get would be a small bump or redness, for example, at the tick bite, kind of resembles a mosquito bite. The irritation generally goes away in 1 to 2 days, and it's not a sign of necessarily a sign of Lyme disease. But if you get bitten and you suspect that you do have, you know, some signs and symptoms, here are the kind of things that you should be looking for. So things like fever and chills and fatigue, muscle and joint aches, swollen lymph nodes, and that can occur in the absence of a rash. So when we think of those things, because of what's happening with COVID, you know, fevers, chills, headaches, they can, sometimes people might not know the difference between symptoms of a tick bite and COVID. So it's important to sort of diagnose it appropriately to make sure we know what the person has. Typically, the patient would have a rash, but not always. The area might feel warm to touch, but it's rarely itchy or painful. And after the rash disappears, sometimes we get an enlargement, and it looks like what we call a bullseye appearance. So that's kind of a classic Lyme symptom, but not everybody gets it. So if you're experiencing any of the symptoms, it's important to call your doctor and really assess whether you've been bitten by a tick. And typically what we think of is, you know, we often will send patients for blood work to diagnose if they do have a tick bite or if they have Lyme disease, for example. And untreated Lyme disease can actually cause quite a few symptoms, chronic symptoms as well. And there's too many symptoms and issues to go along to talk about all this week, but patients can give me a call. And next week, we're going to actually talk about naturopathic support for the treatment of Lyme disease.
So if someone wants to talk to you about Lyme disease, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Dr. Buddy Rosendahl offers you a complimentary consultation. Take down the number, talk about Lyme disease or any other issue you have. It's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more about Lyme disease and treating it naturally next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
If you believe in the 6+ R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, reuse, repurpose, recycle, and I can go on, and if you wish to use what you have and replace only when necessary, you'll be thrilled to meet hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, whose knowledge and experience with all hearing aids makes it possible for him to adjust and repair hearing aids and guide individuals to their best options. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we have a great topic to discuss today. So I do use the rule of, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. But when it comes to hearing aids, I highly recommend regular visits to the clinic for cleanings and checkups, as well as yearly hearing aid adjustments. These simple tasks make a huge difference in the sound of the hearing aids when done regularly, which maximizes the use and the value of the devices. Which leads me to my story for today. We have a lady by the name of Hazel. She is an amazing person. She is very active. She's all kinds of activities that she does. She volunteers, and she is just a wonderful person. But Hazel actually was donated a set of hearing aids from her father-in-law, who passed away. But these hearing aids were essentially like new. So she went around to the neighborhood clinics and she asked, she's like, can I get these hearing aids retuned for me? And most clinics actually said no. So, but when she came in to see me, I said, absolutely, bring them in. Let's take a look. Let's see what we can do. And so when we got the hearing aids, we did her hearing test. We got everything set up and she got 3 years use out of those hearing aids. Now, recently they just kind of, they fell apart on her and getting those parts became a little bit harder to do. So she recently got new ones. She can do way more with these hearing aids, like connect to her cell phone, hear phone calls better, listen to music, and do all kinds of fun things with these new hearing aids. So she's living a great life with these new devices, and she's absolutely thrilled to hear much better.
So basically, Hearing Aid Source is a center for anyone who has hearing aids, old ones, inherited ones, broken ones, because you'll look at them. If they're fixable, you'll do it. If they need to be replaced, you'll explain why, and you'll find the perfect ones. If someone wants to talk to you about hearing aids that maybe are in their pocket or in a drawer, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You can implement the reuse and you can make things happen to save our environment. And at the same time, you can hear your best. All you have to do is deal with the right people. And hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto are those people. Give him a call at 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Stage 3 is in effect, and we're moving towards normalcy. A benefit of the last few months has been that we've been able to spend more time outdoors and unmasked. If you prefer the company of others, and you're remembering the song by the Andrews Sisters, "Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me," you may be thinking about being ready to meet someone new and sitting under a tree and having a conversation with someone. If that's your idea, our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller joins us, and she explains how to make it so. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I was speaking to a couple yesterday, and I have to say I'm very jealous of them because I feel like I've been stuck at home for like months and months and months and months. And I said, oh, you know, how it's going? How are you doing with Ken? And she said, oh, she said, well, we're on the road. She said, we've been on the road for the last 3 weeks. We're in his RV. And this is like a city woman. Like, she's not somebody who you'd imagine camping. And she says, yeah, we've been camping. You know, we're on our way to Moosonee, and we're taking the train. And she's telling me all about this amazing adventure they're having. And I'm thinking to myself, you do not strike me as the type of person who would like that. But she did say, you know, it's sort of a luxury RV. So anyway, she was relating to me about her kids and how they were saying, you know, when are you going to be home? Where are you going? And she was saying to them, well, you'll see me when you see me. So it's like she's having such a great time. And the two of them were on the phone together on speakerphone. And they were, you know, giggling like kids. And they're probably close to 80. And she said every day they find out something more about each other that they have in common. So I just think, isn't this wonderful, you know, that you can be that age and still have this kind of great romance and do things that are so adventuresome and so wonderful. And I was sitting there just thinking, oh, my God, I'd love to be doing that right now. But instead I'm at home matchmaking, so.
Well, you
somebody
can find
to do it.
Well, you can find the perfect match for a listener, because if someone's sitting there wishing and hoping, you do make dreams come true. Misty River Introductions has been in business for what, 25 years or more now?
26, yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. And age isn't a barrier. Obviously, you put together people of all ages from all walks of life. And there are success stories. So if someone wants to talk to you about finding that person to share their life with and share time with and enjoy, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. I'm always happy to do a free consultation. We open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays, so you can give our office a call. I'm happy to talk to you, do an interview with you. It takes about an hour. It's not high pressure. You're not obligated. You can go in, think about it, and if you decide not to do it, that's fine as well. If you're a little bit more nervous and you want to spend some time maybe asking some questions, there's a chat feature on our website, and you can go on there and ask any questions. You're talking to an actual person on there. It's not a computer or a machine, and we're happy to answer any questions you might have. But the first step is always a conversation with us, and I'm always happy to give people, you know, insight into how many people that I think we have that would meet the criteria they're looking for if they call up and give me some information. So the best thing is give us a call. There's a toll-free number on our website. And our website as well has a wealth of information. I write a dating blog, and I get asked the same questions again and again about dating. And things have changed a lot. If you haven't dated in 30 or 40 years, things are going to be brand new to you again. So I have a lot of those questions, those kind of questions answered on my blog.
Well, I know from speaking to you week to week that age isn't a barrier, that there are enough men for the women who want to meet them and enough women for the men who want to meet them. All it takes is a conversation so that you find the right person and make the perfect match. So if someone wants to speak to our Cupid, that's Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, you can reach her at 416-777-6302. And if you're far away, because Linda deals with everyone throughout Ontario and Quebec and even people in Florida, there's a toll-free number, 1-877-334-9041. And if you're angry at me because I'm not repeating the numbers 10 times, all you have to do is go to my website, marilyns.ca, and there's Linda Miller on the sponsor expert list. So easy to find, and easy to find the right person if you deal with our Cupid. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to another happy story. And in the meantime, Ken and his friend are seeing the world.
Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thank
Bye.
You. Next, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come, so you'll be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Week to week, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the best-selling book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with a health tip. And she's back with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. How nice to speak with you again.
I'm always happy to speak to you because I learn something new and empower myself so that I can look after my health. And I have your book right on my night table, so I'm happy to recommend it to any woman listening. And what are we going to talk about today?
You know, Marilyn, I wanted to talk a little bit about migraines, these debilitating, misunderstood headaches that generally is poorly managed. Migraine is in the top 10 of the world leading causes of disability. We know that patients are often in their prime. They don't want to come forward and complain they have headaches again. And a number of our current treatments are drugs that were used for other diseases that may or may not decrease the pain and the impactment of the headache. So when we look at migraine, what we know is that women are more affected by men, and it doesn't always improve with menopause. We used to think it does, and sometimes hormonal changes do affect migraine and people do get improvement, but there's lots of people that have lots of migraines. And if you have more than 4 to 6 headache days a month, you can be considered for a prophylactic treatment, a treatment to prevent the migraine rather than just treat it once it's there. The research has found that there is a neuropeptide called CGRP in the brain, and this neuropeptide causes release from the trigeminal nerve to stimulate nerve endings, ending up dilating the blood vessels, causing the headache. And what we understand is if we prevent this CGRP from being released, we may prevent the headache. So now that we understand the physiology a bit better of why we get migraines, we may be able to prevent them. And I think that's really exciting news because migraine is very common and it is a significant disability to lots of people.
Well, thank you for the update on migraines. Your book contains useful advice. It's done in clear, simple language so we can take charge of our health and understand what's going on. And I thank you for it. I have it on my night table. I say it every week, but I'm really happy to have it as a resource. And I'm also happy to have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's. If you want a copy, you can order it by calling 416-504-6777. But the book's also available all across Canada on Amazon. All you have to do is look for it or ask for it, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I think it'll empower you and you'll be glad to have it. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week. It'll be August.
Thank you, Marilyn. You know, there's nothing better than feeling healthy and strong. That's what we all want as we age.
Well, and you're good at telling us what to look for so we can prevent things as opposed to have to suffer through them. So I thank you for your book. I thank you for your weekly updates, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Nice to talk with you, Marilyn.
Likewise.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Perhaps you live in the city and find it a concrete jungle. You lament your distance from trees, lakes, and nature. If you long to escape to the country, Realtor Melanie Martin has a listening ear and her hand on the pulse of the market north of Toronto, and she can help anyone find their dream property. She joins us this morning with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, and I always have a deal of the week. Today, I'm going to chat about a property that I think may have been missed. It's been sitting on the market for almost a month, but it's a lovely property that I would say is a country getaway. It's almost a cottage retreat, but it's a year-round home. It has a triple car garage, and it's just steps to Lake Simcoe. So you get the best of both worlds here. You're just steps away from a private, deeded access beach. In other words, there's a small community. You're on a quiet cul-de-sac. And just you and a few other people are actually deeded access to the beach at Lake Simcoe. So you're not going to be overcrowded with other people or strangers you don't know. It's specific to this property. But the other thing I was going to say is it has zoning. You could have chickens and ducks and a few, a huge vegetable garden. You can actually have a bit of a, almost what you call it, a mini hobby farm, a place to get away, a place that's like a cottage type property. But you're also only a few minutes from the city of Barrie. So this property is in Innisfil, in the northern section of Innisfil. You have the benefit here of having low taxes, about $26.79 a year. The property is about 1,800 square feet. You have a triple car garage with a big communal area above it. You've got three bedrooms upstairs, one bedroom downstairs, two full baths. You have a lot that is 105 by 175, so it's a decent-sized lot, as they say, on a quiet cul-de-sac. This has its own path through forest down to the lake. So what do you think of this property?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be expensive. Private beach, 1,800 square feet near Innisfil. Oh, my goodness, I go through all the things. Three-car garage. How much is it?
Well, I'll tell you, when you're talking a totally upgraded home with granite countertops, you've got so much here. You've got a wood-burning fireplace downstairs. This property is asking $1.349 at the present time, and they are open to offers. So I'm welcoming anyone to pop up here and have a look at this property.
And you mentioned that it's a getaway, but it can be a year-round home if someone wants to use it that way, and a hobby farm. So wonderful. And 1.39 for us city mice who are used to hearing the prices in the millions. This sounds like a good deal to me. If someone wants to speak to you, Melanie, about this or any property north of Toronto, how do we reach you?
Yes, please call me at the 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. If this property sounds interesting, then don't let it go. Give her a call. And if you have a dream in mind, then share it with Melanie and she'll make your dream come true. And I'm looking forward to another deal of the week next week, Melanie. So thanks for this one.
Yes, and you have a lovely week. Let everyone have a beautiful week this week.
And a wonderful, happy holiday weekend as well. Enjoy.
Thank you, Marilyn.
In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and learn from senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. We've been talking about lowering our carbon imprint, and you may wonder how I, as the wardrobe doctor, can help you. Well, I can help you by building a wardrobe that's your best statement to the world, with clothes that are comfortable, easy to care for, and that give you pleasure. You'll find that the clothes in your closet will serve you well, and you won't have to shop as much. Buying a solid wardrobe is like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. The pieces fit together to create your perfect image. Your look is determined by your physical attributes as well as your personality and lifestyle. No matter how costly an item is, no matter what the designer label it may have, if it doesn't fit all aspects of who you are, it's not a wardrobe puzzle you can use. Each thing in your closet, regardless of cost, needs to serve you and take you where you want to go, knowing that you look your best as well as feel great. Some of us have gained the dreaded COVID 20 pounds, two sizes, and the clothes in your cupboard don't fit anymore. So I, Marilyn Weston, can be your wardrobe doctor. I suggest that you apply the 6 R's. Read my closet organizing instructions on my website, marilyns.ca. Or call me at 416-504-6777. Write the number down, and then we can book a time to get together and review your inventory and wardrobe status and make a plan. You can use arithmetic. Set a budget to replenish and update what you have if it's necessary. You can reuse and repurpose clothing, and I can show you how. Consider wearing a shirt that maybe doesn't do up anymore as a shrunken shirt jacket. And then you're in trend, but you're also covering up the ruffles and ridges that you may have acquired over time. You can roll the sleeves and wear things open over tank tops. You can camouflage muffin tops with a gauzy shawl or caftan until you lose the excess weight. You can resolve to buy items that serve you throughout your weight loss and take you beyond. You can purchase ergonomic fabrics like bamboo, and you can hang clothes to dry and save energy. My Maryland's Comfort Wear fits the bill. All you have to do is buy it. It's flexible, so it fits you comfortably now, and as you lose weight, it will still fit. You can wash it in cold water and hang it to dry. Bamboo is eco-friendly, and the items will last, so they'll earn their keep, and you won't have to replenish. So, Maryland's is open by appointment only, and all it will take is a phone call for us to get started. 416-504-6777 is my number. It will be you and me, and we'll finish by you having the best puzzle and wardrobe that you could have. Also, I just remembered that we're doing our Healthy Bra Clinic August the 7th. That's a Saturday. So you can book up an appointment with me, and you can also experience the Healthy Bra. One number does it all. 416-504-6777. I really look forward to meeting you and showing you the pleasure of dressing well and looking your best. After a couple of short messages, I'll be back as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll chat with Christine, the health coach. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. A couple of other health benefits of exercise. You don't need to devote hours out of your busy day to reap all the physical and mental health benefits of exercise. Just 30 minutes of moderate exercise 4 to 5 times per week is enough. And even that can be broken down into 2 15-minute or 3 10-minute exercise sessions if that's easier for you. Even a little bit of activity is better than nothing. For example, start with 5 or 10-minute sessions and slowly increase your time. The more you exercise, the more energy you'll have, so eventually you'll feel ready for a little more. The key is to commit to some moderate physical activity, however little on most days. As exercise becomes a habit, you can slowly add extra minutes or try different types of activity. If you keep at it, exercise will become a very healthy habit. Research shows that moderate levels of exercise are best for most people. So for more information, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. ChristineTheHealthCoach.com. There's a link from Marylands.ca. You can't go wrong when you look after your health, and Christine knows the best path for everyone. Thanks again, Christine. I look forward to hearing from you next week.
Absolutely, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now a person whose expertise extends beyond just helping people with a seamless move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us, and she's going to discuss why it's better to get the big jobs done rather than leaving them for others. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I wanted to say I agree wholeheartedly with your opening remarks. Doing our part for our struggling planet is crucial, and it's one of the things that we help with at Moving Seniors with a Smile. The sheer quantity of our clients' collections can be overwhelming at times, but we donate as much as possible on their behalf, and this reduces the volumes that might otherwise get thrown in the trash and end up in landfill. Ensuring the safe disposal of unused medications and appropriately managing toxics and cleaning products and old batteries just seems like something everyone would do, but when downsizing a large home as you prepare to move can set the stage for some major feelings of overwhelm. Doing our part to preserve the planet's a great gift, but you know, downsizing our belongings and not leaving them for your kids to deal with can be an act of love in and of itself. Many of our clients have expressed to me that they do not want to leave a mess for their kids to figure out after they've passed. If you think that sorting through decades of accumulation is tough, think about how rough it would be for your kids or grandkids to deal with that when they're also contending with feelings of grief and loss. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we often help throughout multiple transitions. Sometimes mom and dad move from their house to a condo, and then one of them sadly passes. The surviving spouse may stay on in that condo, but eventually will need the supports and social aspects that they can find in their retirement residence. At each stage, more downsizing occurs, and truly each time the process seems more manageable. For people who have not downsized or made a move in decades, it's amazing just how much stuff accumulates. When we get new pieces, we sometimes make room for them, even if adding them takes us away from our preferred style or aesthetic. Rather than getting rid of things that we aren't using, we just make it all fit somehow. Items get added to a mantle or a hutch or a room, and if they're replacement items, the original, instead of going out, often just gets relegated to the basement or the garage. Our new client, Connie, has lived in her bungalow for 33 years. She still enjoys gardening, and her hope is to age in place. She likes her neighborhood. Her health has been mostly good, but by her own admission, she just has collected too much stuff. She tried to do some decluttering on her own to stay occupied through the pandemic, but she found it tough. Connie would get bogged down in the minutia of where each item should be donated or if it should be junked. She would discover some memorabilia in a cupboard and not know what to do with it. Her family wasn't interested, but she felt disloyal to the family members who passed away if she got rid of any of it. So with negative feelings came the avoidance. It just seemed more fun to read blogs on the gardening that she enjoys than to go too far down memory lane or too deep into that upstairs cupboard. The reality is that memory lane can be a tiring place to go on your own if you spend a long time there. There are happy associations with many items in our homes, but there are also sad ones. Connie called me during the lockdown, and so we were a bit delayed getting started with her. We're going great guns now, though, and she's delighted with the progress that she's making now that she has a partner in her downsizing project. Connie knows we'll keep as much as possible out of landfill while she gives this gift of her newly downsized and organized home to her son. She shared that while she hopes to live many more years, she feels lighter now with each room completed, that she's not leaving a lot of work for Bill and his family when the time comes.
So a lot of personal items can accumulate, and it can be daunting. And it's good to know that you'll hold someone's hand and walk them through it and do the big work if it needs to be done so that they can end up with a property and a home that feels comfortable without stuffed closets and overfilled basements and garages that are pouring out with stuff. And the family will be happy too, because when they visit, they can see things as they should be and could be as opposed to as they were. If someone wants to talk to you about downsizing and decluttering and learning what to take and what to sell and what to give away and what to do with what's left over and organizing what's left, that's an awful big job. Lori, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106. And because we do it all the time, it doesn't seem so big to us. It seems manageable, and we can help you through it.
Well, you not only it's not only seeming manageable, you make it manageable. 416-697-8106. One call, a conversation with Lori, and you can get started. Lori, thank you very much for sharing that story. And I'm so happy that Connie can age in place and be comfortable with about being surrounded by old junk.
Okay, thank you. And have a great week, Marilyn, and a great week to all of our listeners.
And a happy weekend. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center joins us to explain how he can help you make your home a forever home, beautiful, accessible, and safe for all who enter. And also, he can implement the changes that will lessen your carbon footprint. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And for these past few months, I've been working with a client, and her name is Susan. And Susan's been working with a designer, and she wants to make her forever bathroom, actually, as she's already in her forever home. She's established that, but right now the key goal is her forever bathroom. So she invited me over for a total home safety check to review her designer's design and see if it was something that was going to last her a lifetime. So I went to her home, and I looked at the set of plans, and they looked like they were just for today. They were not really set for the future. So she wanted to know what we could do for her. And I said there are so many different things that could be done. But when I say the word accessibility, I think a lot of people think right away, institution, hospitalization, or ugly. And that's not the case. So if I can get the listeners right now to close your eyes and just think of your dream bathroom and think of your dream shower. Now, if I said we can build that exact same shower but without a curb, that would be the idea. Same with the door. We can build that exact same door with exact same color paint, except your doorway would be a little bit wider. Instead of 28 or 29 inches, we could have a 32 or a 36-inch door. So we are trying to build with functionality in mind, and her set of plans did not have that. All they had was that luxury look, which is what we all want, but the functionality was very tight. Making a small space even tighter is not the way to go. When you have the opportunity to expand your bathroom and make it as big as possible, nice and open, with all the designer finishes that you want, that's exactly what we can do. So I work with Susan one-on-one, and we've been talking for the last couple months over the phone, through email, because we only have one shot. We don't want to have to redo this bathroom if, let's say, one day you wake up and you need a cane, or maybe you need a walker in the future, or maybe even a wheelchair. We want to do it once and do it right. And at Total Access Center, that's what we do. So I put together a plan. We're just finalizing it now. We want to start this job in October, but we're doing it right the first time, and we are making that roadmap for the future, and Susan is going to be set for her forever bathroom, and I can promise you that.
So once she has a forever bathroom, she doesn't have to do a redo. So that's conserving money and conserving energy and really living up to the idea of doing her part to make it a better world. What else can she do to save our planet?
Oh, for sure. So there's different options, and you don't always have to go with these. But for toilets, let's say, there's less flush per gallon that you can get, so you're not wasting money on just extra water that needs flushes, as you all know. There's ones with the button just for number one and just for number two, so you're not using as much water. And then in the bathroom for your shower head or shower wand, you can have less consumption of water with different types of shower heads and fixtures. So we always offer that in our jobs. It's really dependent on the person, but there's a lot of savings that can be had on water efficiency for sure.
So you do a total bathroom check as well as a total home check. Maybe you could tell us the difference.
For sure. So the total home safety check is really an evaluation of your entire home. And we kind of go from room to room to see what it is that we can do for you to make your home hazard-free. So if you're having trouble getting inside your house because you don't have a railing, or it's getting challenging to get inside your bathroom, inside your tub, we can come up with solutions. And it has a full written package, a full design for you with prices, so you know exactly what you're getting. And the total bathroom sec, we just zone in on the bathroom. We don't look anywhere else in the home. Of course we can, but if you just want to focus on the bathroom, you get a full design with a price, with pictures, so you know exactly what you're getting. So two of those are offers right now. The total home safety check is usually $89.95, and I'd like to give that away for free for the first two callers today. And the total bathroom check is usually $59.95, and again, for the first two callers today for free.
So basically, you can enhance your home, you can reduce your carbon footprint, you can make it a forever home and do it once and do it right when you have the advice and the expertise of accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin and his team at the Total Access Center. The number to get these prizes, well, I would call them prizes because they're priceless when you make your dream bathroom and your dream home safe and hazard-free. What's the phone number?
Yes, please call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. A total home safety check or a total bathroom check. Both will give you a GPS to the bathroom or the home that will be safe and accessible and welcoming to everyone. So thank you, Daniel, for that information. And I look forward to having a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. We all can do things to lower our carbon imprint, help save us from global warming, and improve the quality of our own lives. We can make choices, and these choices can have a positive impact on our atmosphere and our Earth. The fires burning all over our planet can be lessened. The global warming can be stopped and possibly reversed. It's up to us to do whatever we can, no matter how small, to help our planet and each other. We can make a difference and have an impact on global warming. We don't need anything more than information and a desire to do and then to take action. We'll be allies fighting climate change, and together we can and will make a better world. So on this day and during this holiday weekend, try to do something positive. Give up a meat meal. Walk instead of drive. Open your windows and turn your air off. Sit under a tree or plant one. Shop local and buy what's in season. Plan a staycation rather than a return flight to anywhere in the future. Add ours to the already original three that existed. Reduce, reuse, recycle. And then respond to the needs of our Mother Earth. We all win when we do our part, no matter how small. It's up to us to take charge of our lives, our health, our wealth, our surroundings, our attitudes, and our actions. Seek knowledge, get informed, and act knowing that you've tried your best. The From a Woman's Perspective team, myself included, are here for you. We'll gladly share our knowledge and expertise with you. So please feel free to reach out to us, to speak, to ask your questions and get answers specific to your questions, and find solutions that are tailored to your needs. Our contact information is listed on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And as always, you're welcome to call me. 416-504-6777 is my number. By learning, you will empower yourself to make informed decisions. So don't be shy. There's no bad questions. We look forward to hearing from you. And please do plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 here. In the meantime, stay safe, Be well until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday.
Seniors get
me.
50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.